Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. Like I always say, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Wild card weekend of the NFL was just that. Incredibly wild. The games were awesome. Got us off to just an amazing start to the NFL playoffs. 2020 getting off with a bang, literally, in the NFL. You couldn't have asked for more. Seriously. Unbelievable action right out of the gate. Unbelievable. Let me give you the scores real quickly and then some of those crazy thoughts that are on the Dorfman's head. And obviously, welcome in to Sports Overnight America, people. NFL Rewind, as you can tell, excited about the NFL postseason. It's here. Unbelievable. Scores. Texans on Saturday, these games. 22-19 over the Bills. Patriots go down to the Titans. 20-13. 26-20, the Vikings beat the Saints on the road, and the Seahawks win on the road as well at the Eagles, 17-9. Amazing football games, in which, by the way, two of the four went to overtime. So, yeah, these things were close. These things were fun. This is how it should be. As we all know, playoff football is here. I love it. As you can tell, Dorfman's excited to talk to you about it. So just getting loose, getting warmed up. Ways to get at me, Dorf on Sports on the Twitter. Hit me up on the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. It is the NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America with Andy Dorf. I'll be right back in just a few, everybody. I'm excited. I hope you are too.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing, so get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Message and data rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Give yourself the gift of great sleep through the holidays on the world's only mattress with the Purple Grid, and get a free premium gift bundle to complete your Purple sleep set when you text SLEEPY to 84888. That's S-L-E-E-P-Y to 84888. Data rates may apply.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pro football is a game, not a war. It's for win or lose, not life or death. But say that in the summer, for winter brings the playoffs and a season is at stake.
Now from here, we got to go on the road, in the cold, in the snow, in the wind, with a hostile environment, and play our style of football. And we don't want it any other way.
Here's Henry. What a night, Henry! He is gone for the touchdown, his fourth. There's already been one safety in this half. Drive starts at the one and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown.
Play fake. Mariota rolling right. They're going to screen it to Henry. Man is blocked in the flat. A lot of room. 30. 40, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5, and
yes.
Zone!
Yes!
No flags on the field! 75 yards! Touchdown, Titans! Derrick Henry from Marcus Mariota! And just like that, an answer! That's an answer with a capital A! Yes!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Wow! Wow! Wow is right, baby. Welcome back in, everybody, and say goodbye to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Yep, say goodbye to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. They're no longer in the playoffs this year. Derrick Henry and the Titans took care of that. And they did it in Foxborough. I love it, man. Look, I don't hate because I love the greatness that Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have brought us for so long, but I love the way that Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and the Titans went in there and didn't give a rat's you-know-what about that. They said, you know what, let's put it out there and let's take it. And that's exactly what they did. Derrick Henry, how huge was that guy? 34 carries. 182 yards, touchdown to go along with that. I mean, this guy was an absolute beast, just plowing people over. On his 26th birthday, sent Tom Brady packing. I mean, I love it. I really love it. And not only did he do it in the running game, he gave him a pretty nice catch for 22 yards as well. So Derrick Henry, pretty versatile guy. And Ryan Tannehill, look, the numbers aren't going to blow you away, because they're not fantastic by any means. But he didn't lack poise. And to me, that, look, anytime you go on the road and you win a football game in the playoffs, speaks volumes. So I think the Tennessee Titans actually have a pretty good formula to have success for the whole playoffs. And yeah, I know, they got to go play Baltimore, and believe me, that's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think it was pretty cool as well seeing 2 6 seeds. Not one, but 2 6 seeds get by and move on and advance. One being the Tennessee Titans, obviously. And then the other one being the Minnesota Vikings. So that was impressive. Really impressive. Let's talk Patriots for a moment. We'll talk all these games, and believe me, we got time to talk all about these things for a while. Get at me on Twitter. Follow me there. It's Dorf on Sports. Like the fan page, Dorf on Sports, on Facebook, too. Amazing stuff, man. Amazing wild card weekend, by the way. Where does this rank in your all-time wild card weekends? It was pretty damn good, I'll be honest with you. It was pretty damn good. Buffalo, Houston, go down to the wire. How bad could Josh Allen be and still have the Buffalo Bills in that football game? And then you have to give credit to D. Watt for actually stepping up there and making some plays and giving his team a chance to win there, obviously, in overtime. We'll break that down in a moment. We'll continue here with Tennessee and New England. Just wanted to tease that one a little bit. And then, obviously, we'll get into Minnesota and New Orleans and Seattle, Philadelphia, Minnesota, New Orleans. Unbelievable there, by the way. Wow. Three years in a row that New Orleans loses by one score or the final score. That's crazy, man. One score or a final score of a ball game. They lose by that. That's wild stuff. That's bad luck, man. Three straight years of tough outs. That's my point. All right. And then Philadelphia, all I can say about them is what a fight. What a fight from those guys. It's so undermanned. All right, getting back to New England, Tennessee for a moment. Tennessee, congratulations. You're moving on. And an unbelievable performance from Derrick Henry. Ryan Tannehill, again, wasn't special as far as the numbers go. The poise, the moxie to move them and advance in Foxborough. Again, I'll tell you what, that's huge. And Mike Vrabel, do you see how that dude was? Holy cow. Talk about an excited coach, man. And rightfully so. Doesn't happen that often. You don't go to Foxborough and you don't win there. All right, speaking of Foxborough, what happens? What goes on with that dynasty? And I'll tell you what I think. I think people got to pump the damn brakes, man. This is Tom freaking Brady and Bill Belichick. You know what? At the end of the day, let's not forget they were 12-4. And this was a bad year, and they were 12-4. Like, we saw some kinks in the armor with the offense, which was sputtering. And, man, oh, man, no weapons for Tom Brady to throw to. Ultimately, to me, that was huge. And don't give me Julian Edelman. Don't do it. because the truth is he's a nice number two, maybe even a three. James White, Ben Watson, Burkett, Julian Edelman, N'Keal Harry, he was a disappointment, quite frankly. So I think you give Tom Brady some weapons. Here's the point. You give Tom Brady some weapons. I think that cat can reload, man. Just reload. Give this guy some weapons, and those guys will be right back. Like, no freaking joke, man. No freaking joke. They'll be right back. So don't – and I think you heard it from Tom Brady best. Look, that guy is not going out like that. With his last play being a pick six. Oh, hell no. Speaking of oh, hell no. Thinking about Texas and the Texans, the Houston Texans. My man, D. Watt. I love that cat. I really do, dude. I think that guy is one of those guys that's maturing right before our very own eyes. And you know what? All around, what a performance for him. I can't wait to break this thing down on the other side. Again, we'll get into it. They did go 22-19 over the Buffalo Bills. So we'll break it down here in just a moment. I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do it. I'm Andy Dorf. If you're hanging out with me, yeah, you know it, on the world-famous Sports Overnight America, and yes, it is, the NFL Rewind style. Wild Card Weekend, NFL Rewind style here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Yeah.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
They trail by six. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw and what a rally.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind style Sports Overnight America. Yep, the wild card weekend has come and gone. Unbelievable. Like, freaking seriously, man. I'm going to be so disappointed when I'm no longer doing the NFL Rewind and... I mean, I'm just doing Sports Overnight America. Like, just because talking NFL football is like no other. Like, no joke, man. So get at me. On Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Like the fan page, Dorf on Sports on Facebook. Check out the show during the week in Phoenix, Arizona. You can always go to pulseradio.fm, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Like to chop it up there, so... Love doing that, man. Love talking sports with you people. You can always get at me at 1-800-878-7529 right now, and we can break down the wild card weekend, which, again, go through those scores for you real quickly. As it's amazing, man, when you think about what happened. Texans win in overtime. We'll get into this game, too, by the way, right now. 22-19. Tennessee on the road, dethroning the New England Patriots, knocking those guys out right away. Tom Brady's Dunsky bun, so is my man Bill Belichick, Finitsky, however you want to say it, man. They are out of the playoffs. And the Titans have a really good formula for moving on. 2013, they won. Minnesota, 26-20 over New Orleans. Third straight year, heartbreak city for New Orleans. That's all I can say about that. Drew Brees a little bit older. What the hell happened with Michael Thomas? What the hell went on with Alvin Kamara? Your playmakers didn't make plays. Flat out, man. Didn't make plays. Seattle, 17-9 over a Philadelphia Eagle team that probably shouldn't have been, even have been in the playoffs. And Seattle kind of limped into the playoffs. We'll break all this stuff down, man. I love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Houston Texans, let's break this down a little bit. Well, I'll tell you what. Deshaun Watson's a baller. That's what I already knew this, but y'all are going to see it too. Y'all are going to see that D-Watt is a guy that can really produce out there on the football field. Really like what this guy can bring. I liked him in college, man. I loved him at Clemson. Loved him there. I thought that his game would go to the next level, and I thought it would be pretty solid. And you know what? Good for him. Going to get a chance to advance and showcase his talents again. I love it. And you know what? They play the Chiefs. That's going to be fun, man. That's going to be fun. That is going to be a lot of fun. All right, so D-Watt is a special guy. I think that the running game is unique in the sense you have this guy, Deshaun Watson, who can run the ball. If Carlos Hyde can catch fire, if Duke Johnson can catch fire, look out. It's a pretty good formula. 141 yards isn't bad. And you know that you're going to get a lot of those carries through and a lot of the touches from Deshaun Watson. That's just the way it is. Kind of like Lamar Jackson, as we know. Got to get more out of Hopkins, I think. I think he's got to produce. You need touchdowns from your wide receiver core. Carlos Hyde had the nice touchdown reception after he dropped the ball where he could have walked into the end zone, but then he got the next one where he walked into the end zone. So no harm, no foul, I guess. Doesn't make a difference. And then let's take a look at the Buffalo Bills real quickly, because I want to break down the other games a lot. Got a lot to say about New Orleans and the lack of production that I saw from their playmaking guys. Josh Allen, dude, like, you've got to learn that you can't make that many mistakes, man. I'm sorry, but, like, it doesn't go down on the stat sheet and look, it doesn't look extremely terrible, because he doesn't have any interceptions, doesn't have any touchdowns either, by the way. John Brown had a touchdown. Josh Allen caught a touchdown. Josh Allen was effective in the running game like we know he can be. But dude, like, you just have to be better. 24 of 46. And here's where you get the free pass. You're young, man. First opportunity at swiping at the playoffs. And that's, you know what, from a couple people, you know, with their first opportunity swiping at the playoffs, you got to give them some credit. Like, you really do. And then Josh McCown, like, I mean, come on, man. Dude's 40 years old, and there's no way in hell he thought he was going to get in the game for the Philadelphia Eagles. And, you know, Carson Wentz goes out with that head injury, and bam, this guy's tossed in the game. So, again, kudos to a Philadelphia Eagle team that was outmanned week in and week out. But Josh Allen, holy cow, dude, clean up your act. And you know what? The Buffalo Bills defense is good enough that you might actually have something there in Buffalo. And the New England Patriots might have to look out for years to come. No joke. No joke. Get that running game a little bit better too. Like with Singletary, I like him. And I think he's going to get better. I really do. I think he'll get better. And he's really versatile. So you can use him in the backfield to run the ball, and then obviously very effective catching the ball. So I like the guy a lot. I really do. John Brown, maybe that's where you need to get a little bit better, is your wide receivers. When John Brown and Cole Beasley are your guys, look, they're not bad. Don't get me wrong. Here's what I want you to understand. Dorfman is not ever going to disrespect anybody. I'm just going to tell you the way I see it from what I've watched on the football field. These guys are good, but they're not great. They're not breakaway guys. They don't scare anybody. But are they going to come up and make plays here and there? Sure. But will they make plays in the playoffs when you really need them to? I don't know. I don't know. And you didn't see them do it. Well, they did it, but not enough. And they got out to that big lead, and everything was like, wow, Buffalo. Holy cow, 16-0, Houston's in trouble once again, they're gonna have an early exit, and all of a sudden they put it together, man. They put it together. So, I like what I'm seeing in Buffalo. Ultimately, I like what I'm seeing. I think they're a team that, down the road, is definitely gonna continue to compete. But Josh Allen, you gotta clean up your act, man. Gotta be better. Got to be better, bro. All right, let's move on, and at least let's again, scores from the weekend, wild card weekend. Buffalo does lose 22-19. Houston wins in overtime. Deshaun Watson shines in this game. If you ask me, the guy was really good, really, really, really good, and we'll see Josh Allen mature before us, but we've seen Deshaun Watson mature before us. And I think that's kind of what you saw in, like, all these games in a lot of ways, in this game where you have a couple of young guys, but Deshaun Watson a little bit more mature and a little bit more advanced. Josh Allen, a young guy who I think will turn the corner at some point. I really do. I like him. I think he has everything that you need to be a successful guy. just has to put it all together and slow the game down, man. Here's the deal. I'm a tennis coach, and I always tell people when we're on the court, and hope if you're a player, listen to me here. Listen to me, because this is a free tip for you. Try it. I guarantee you it's going to work for you too, by the way. And it's free from the Dorf Man. When I'm on the tennis court, I always tell people, if you want to slow the game down, turn your body sooner and then move to the ball being turned. Because if you do that, then you've already done half of the job of what you need to do. All you need to focus on now is moving, advancing to the ball, and hitting through it. You don't have to turn your body, get ready and hit, and then do it. You're already ready to do that, half of that job. So turn your body, slow things down. Josh Allen needs to slow the NFL football game down big time. And the way to do that is get more repetitions, get out there and get more practice at this, man. I do think he's going to be a good quarterback. I really do. All right. Minnesota, Tennessee, by the way, again, 2013, they beat New England. Those are the games that happened on Saturday. Buffalo going down to Houston, 22-19. Tennessee going down, or I'm sorry, not going down. They go down to Foxborough and they take out the New England Patriots and Tom Brady, Bill Belichick. They are out of there. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. I'll come back. Vikings, talk about them. Talk about the Seahawks advancing. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind Wildcard Weekend Style right here on Sports Overnight America.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing. So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
2nd and 12, three receivers right. Diggs goes in motion. Alabama rookie Irv Smith in the game. Cousins under center, tailback Cook. Kirk back to pass. Straight in the pocket. Fires left and it's caught at the 10-yard line and into the end zone for a Vikings touchdown. It's one of the best in the game. Adam Thielen, Minnesota 6, Atlanta 0.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Yep, it's Wild Card Weekend, NFL Rewind style, Sports Overnight America with your guy, Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about it. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports there. It's Dorf on Sports on Facebook. Like the fan page. Check that out. Always have some good banter with people there. So always like engaging with you. Call me up, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be doing this for hours, man. Doing it for hours. Thinking about what we just heard. Minnesota Vikings go on the road to New Orleans. Win that football game 26-20. Another one that goes into overtime, by the way. Four games, two of which go into overtime. Houston, Buffalo, the other one. Really, really tight games. And that's the way it should be. It's playoff football, man. It's do or die. You got 60 minutes or maybe a little bit more in some cases, obviously, if you go into overtime. But ultimately, you got 60 minutes. Show up or stay home or go home. And pretty decent numbers for the road teams, by the way. Three of four road teams were able to get it done. So home field didn't mean a lot. Meant something for the Texans. Didn't mean much for New England, and kind of felt that way going into it when I think about it. Lost to Miami for crying out loud in week 17 in a meaningful football game for New England. Like, you win that, you get the bye. Might have been pretty damn useful when you think about it now, right? Minnesota goes on the road, beats New Orleans. And that was weird because New Orleans played really well the last couple weeks. Minnesota played like garbage the last couple weeks, you know? So that doesn't make a lot of sense. And maybe it had to do with Dalvin Cook not being in for Minnesota. I don't know. And then the Seahawks, well, they were steady throughout the year. And Philadelphia had to play really hard to get in. But they weren't really that good. So let's break things down, man. Let's break it down a little bit. First and foremost, I gotta get this out of my brain. Where the hell were the playmakers for the New Orleans Saints? Let me tell you something. When your game plan is to use, and again, man, I'm not disrespecting people, but, when you go out of character, I gotta point it out, man. I gotta point it out. Taysom Hill is not your guy. Michael Thomas is your guy, first and foremost. Jared Cook is your tight end who does a lot of work for you. Alvin Kamara had a really, in all honesty, not a good season. But you expect a little bit more out of that guy. At least I do. Especially in a game like this, when you gotta show up. When it's put up or shut up or win or go home. Whatever cliched thing you wanna say, man. It was time for the New Orleans Saints playmakers to show up, and quite frankly, they didn't do it. And again, man, I'm not taking anything away from Minnesota because they showed up, man. Look, defensively, they had a great game plan. They made Drew Brees look incredibly average. Or old, as some people probably want to say. But don't discredit the job that Minnesota did either. Great game plan, way to go out there and execute it on defense, and then way to score enough points to get it done. But Drew Brees, 26 of 33, 208 yards. That doesn't sound all that great. One touchdown, one interception. That's not Drew Brees-like numbers. Three sacks for 31-yard loss. A 90 rating. Like, that's not Drew Brees, man. And again, I think the problem was is they were trying to be too tricky. Because Taysom Hill was, that was like their game plan. They used this guy in so many different ways. They used him to rush the ball. They used him to throw the ball. They used him to catch the ball. Like, they used this guy all over the place. How the hell are you not throwing the ball to Michael Thomas like seriously 20 freaking times, man? I don't care how many people are playing against this guy if he's double or triple teamed. Find a way to get Michael Thomas the damn ball. And Alvin Kamara, 7 carries for 21 yards. I know you had a touchdown, but dude, that ain't gonna cut it. And where the hell was the running game? Like, they just didn't have many plays. They ran 50 plays for crying out loud. 51 plays they ran. That's not a lot of plays. Especially when the other team's running 71 plays. So that's not enough plays, man. It just didn't go well for New Orleans, I guess. Like, seriously, we can sit here and go, oh, this, that, and the other. And again, I'm pointing all out because it's all right here for me because I'm looking at it and I watched it. But give Minnesota credit. Kirk Cousins actually kind of showed up a little bit here. 19 of 31, 242 yards, a touchdown, no interceptions. Look, Dalvin Cook ran the ball really efficiently, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns for that guy. Thielen was effective in the passing game, had a couple drops, but 7 receptions, 129 yards. Nobody's going to complain about that. The big catch, the real big catch, man, to put this thing on ice. So I think that one put you over the hump. Stephon Diggs was quiet, and he was not quiet in the sense of out there on the football field, because I know he was pretty vocal. But look, they're winning. The team's having success. But you got to find a way to you do need to find a way to get this guy involved. Sorry, but you do. But I think, you know what? Give Minnesota credit. And Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, again, Michael Thomas, where the hell was he? Where the hell was Alvin Kamara? And why was Taysom Hill, why was that your main game plan? Dorfman needs to know these things, Sean Payton. I gotta know. I just gotta know. And you know what, Mike Zimmerman, congratulations. Minnesota's advancing. You're playing San Francisco. And again, I think this is actually a tougher matchup for San Francisco. We'll get into that in just a moment here. Real quickly, Seattle, Philadelphia. Look, I give so much damn credit to Philadelphia. Seriously. Dude, Josh McCown had to get in this game. Carson Wentz, 1 of 4, gets crushed right away. Doesn't play much, obviously, and Josh McCown, first, you gotta love this. Dude's 40 plus, and it's his first opportunity to play in the NFL playoffs, so that's cool in a sense. Didn't get the victory, comes in a loss. 17-9, they lose to Seattle. They get the home game, they fought their asses off, and I give them a ton of credit. Mike Sanders, when that's your running back, Boston Scott, those are your guys. I'm sorry, but who are they, first and foremost? Dallas Goedert, that was your main target, him and Zach Ertz. So, look, really, really tough deck stacked against Philadelphia Eagles, and they showed up, and I give them credit for making this a ball game. All right, looking ahead, let's look ahead to what we're going to have in the divisional round, because I think that, in all honesty, I think that's going to be fun. I really do, man. Really, really fun games when you think about what you're looking at. Woo! Wildcard weekend was, it was great, but I'm going to tell you what. The divisional round is going to be spectacular. Vikings are playing, okay, Saturday games, Vikings playing the 49ers, Titans playing the Ravens. I think these are two great matchups. I really do. Ravens better not sleep on the Titans, man. You better not sleep on Derrick Henry and what he can do. I'm sorry. Don't sleep on that, man. Ryan Tannehill has done he has absolutely exceeded expectations 100%, 1,000%. 49ers, and don't sleep on Dalvin Cook, don't sleep on do not sleep on Kirk Cousins, man. Don't sleep on that dude, because we've been sleeping on him for a while, and look what happened to Drew Brees in the New Orleans Saints. That's all I'm going to say about that. Holy cow. What a great matchup we have on Saturday. Those are great. Texans playing the Chiefs. I like that one too. For crying out loud, I love that one. Patrick Mahomes and Deshaun Watson. Are you kidding me? This is a great matchup. This is a fantastic matchup, man. Seahawks playing the Packers. And who doesn't love that matchup? Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. I mean, come on now. Come on now. This is beautiful. This is beautiful stuff. And even what's more beautiful is, yeah, Dorfman gets to talk to you about it. Obviously, divisional round of the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America next week. I love it. Oh, I love it. All right, so quick thoughts. Vikings and 49ers, Titans and Ravens, Texans, Chiefs, Seahawks and Packers, because obviously the games will be – done, and I'll be talking to you about them before they happen, after they happen, I'll be talking to you about them next week. And man, oh man, again, great matchups. Early lines, 49ers, 6.5-point favorite over the Vikings. Baltimore, 10-point favorite. I think that's a lot, for crying out loud. I think that's a lot. Texans are, 9.5. That's a lot too, if you ask the Dorf man. 9.5 for the Chiefs. Seahawks, 4. Green Bay Packers, -4. And I think that's right on point, to be honest with you. I think that to me sounds absolutely right on the money. That's a tough one. Great games, though. Great games. Who do you trust more? Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers? Who do you trust more? Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes? Who do you trust more? Ryan Tannehill, Lamar Jackson? Who do you trust more? Jimmy Garoppolo, Kirk Cousins? Dude, are you kidding me with these matchups? This is awesome. This is really good stuff. Some of the best football teams matching up next week. I can't wait to talk to you about it. All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. Going to do it one more time, as I like to do. Parting shots, you know how I do it. All right, Dorfman, going to take a quick pause for the cause. It is the NFL Rewind. Wildcard Weekend style, right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
Three tight ends, single back. The quarterback is under center against the snap, and he spins and he hands off to Miller over the right tackle. Got the block, and here comes Lamar Miller, and he goes to the goal line. Did he get in? No signal yet, and they finally call a touchdown. A late signal, but a touchdown run of 4 yards for Lamar Miller over the right side. Got the block, takes it in, holding onto the ball, and he's just in for the touchdown, and the Houston Texans on top with 8:35 to play in the first, 6-0.
First and goal at the 2. Aaron Jones.
He's in for the touchdown.
Third and goal. Empty backfield, end zone open.
Touchdown, Randall Cobb.
A
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here with me, Andy Dorf, on the NFL Rewind, wild card weekend style on Sports Overnight America. Unbelievable, unbelievable wild card weekend, man. That's all I can say. Just buckle up and get ready for the divisional round. Can't wait to talk to you about that. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, okay? I'm going to get through every one of these because I just got to. It's just the way the Dorf Man has to do it. Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, you got a lot to learn, man. I do think the future is really bright for you. Texans, you're moving on because of a guy named Deshaun Watson. This guy is fantastic. I'm glad he gets to continue to showcase his talents for the rest of the world for him to see the way that this guy can play football. So kudos to you. Titans, you guys have been playing great football, man, so I'm not actually all that surprised that you were able to go and beat the New England Patriots 20-13 on the road in that hostile environment when you got a guy like Derrick Henry, A.J. Brown, the rest of that receiving core. I know it wasn't extremely pretty, but you guys can ball out here and there at times. So I'll tell you what, the Titans have a winning formula. Look out, Baltimore. They might be ready for you. Patriots, lots of questions. What are you doing with Tom Brady? What's going on with Bill Belichick? Get him some weapons. I think you can reload and be right back. Vikings, you're moving on, man. You got a date with the 49ers. Saints, Well, you were the eights, man. You did not show up in your own building. Seahawks, nice win. You beat a really beat up Eagles team. You got the Packers. So, holy cow, man. NFL Rewind is in the books. Wildcard weekend style. Unbelievable, man. I'm Andy Dorsen. Peace. I'll talk to you next week right here on Sports Overnight America.